Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, it feels like every day there's a survey in the papers. The latest survey's in the Irish Times today. Cost of living, help now main priority for voters. Earlier this week, we saw a survey in the Irish Examiner from people in rural Ireland also saying cost of living was their top priority. This survey in the Irish Times says that help with cost of living crisis is the number one priority of voters in advance of the budget. Half of people surveyed say they want the government to prioritise immediate help with the cost of living when they delivered the budget on the 1st of October. Asked for which from a list of options they wanted the government to put emphasis on in the budget, exactly 50% of voters said help with the cost of living. Then it's about reduce the amount of tax that we pay, save money to invest in the future, increase spending on services. They are the top priorities, according to people surveyed, for the upcoming budget. Also on the front of the Irish Times, more distressing reading about allegations of a creche in Dublin, and the content is distressing here. Children being dragged and thrown onto beds, and a child being hit on the head with a bowl as a team leader laughed and joked about it, are among further allegations of serious abuse of toddlers at a South Dublin creche. And in a letter from Tusla to the childcare centre's board chairman, it also claimed the creche manager witnessed instances of verbal abuse of toddlers. Read more about that in the Irish Examiner, or sorry, the Irish Times. On to the Irish Examiner. They've done a special investigation into e-scooters, and it's not about road safety or anything like that. It's about how e-scooters are helping young drug dealers. Drugs are being ferried around cities on e-scooters, forming a silent and efficient drug delivery network. Many Gardaí feel unable to pursue these vehicles because if suspects are injured while under pursuit, a Garda may be held accountable. A number of Gardaí have told the Irish Examiner that although e-scooters are being used by criminals to sell drugs and steal iPhones from people's hands, Gardaí are restricted in pursuing them, so it's described as a win-win for criminals. So they can get away with carrying around the drugs, robbing phones, and then they won't be pursued by Gardaí. It's a quick mobile getaway if you're on an e-scooter, and Gardaí are restricted in their pursuit of them, according to that report in the Examiner. Irish Independent says Ireland is at the centre of plans for a powerful new transatlantic renewable electricity link aimed at protecting NATO members' energy security. Interesting debates about this and Ireland's involvement with NATO. The NATO-L interconnector between North America and Europe is being touted as a way of strengthening energy security among members of NATO. And apparently Ireland very involved in this, despite our neutrality. It would allow electricity to be sent in both directions across the Atlantic at a cost of 40 billion euro. So we'll see how that one plays out. Irish Daily Mail says thousands of potential rental homes have been left beyond the reach of tenants because the government has failed to launch its much-lauded register to crack down on short-term lets. So the new laws have yet to be delivered, and it means that tenants aren't able to rent these properties because they're still on short-term let websites. A couple of crime stories. The Irish Daily Star front page: they haven't gone away, you know, except Liam. A warning: cartel mobsters still pose a major threat here. The Irish Daily Mirror: a former top cop has warned that the Kinahan cartel is not finished. Pat Leahy was speaking a day after Thomas Bomber Kavanagh and Liam Byrne pleaded guilty to firearms conspiracy charges. He says the Kinahans aren't finished, and we need to avoid suggesting that they are. The Irish Sun on the front page: ash in transit. A grandmother has been waiting more than 3 years to bury her sister's ashes in Cork after they went missing in the post. An urn containing the woman's remains was sent from the US in July 2021, but her sister Margaret never received it. And Margaret says that the remains have just disappeared completely. That's the front of the Sun. Inside the papers: I know a lot of parents struggle with fussy eaters. I am a plain fussy eater myself, but it's not your parents' fault. Times of London says battle over broccoli and squabbles over spinach are often a low point of looking after small children. However, a study suggests that parents shouldn't blame themselves if their children are fussy eaters because it's all in their genes. Up to half of parents face some degree of resistance at meal times, and this study looked at children and found that it's nothing to do with their parents, it's to do with the genetic influence. So don't blame yourself if your kid is a fussy eater, and sometimes they do grow out of it as well. Staying with parenting in the Irish Daily Mail, very interesting. I know it's very difficult to get a college accommodation place, but when you do, apparently parents are having to mollycoddle their children because parents, according to the Mail, are sending their children to university, who are young adults, not children, but they're sending them to university with robot vacuums and air fryers as the youngsters are clueless with conventional appliances. Of course, for a lot of people, when they went to college, they survived on pot noodles and never cleaning the place, but now they're sending them off to college with the robot Hoover. One in five fathers plans to purchase high-tech vacuum cleaner due to fears their offspring will struggle to keep their digs in order with traditional devices. Three in five parents said their child knew how to use an air fryer, and 94% were confident they could operate a microwave, but less than half said they knew how to use a cooker, so they'll just microwave everything or throw it in the air fryer. A couple of other stories for you. There's a poll in the Star about people's favourite Premier League moment, and Eric Cantona's kung fu kick at Crystal Palace 29 years ago has been voted the most memorable Premier League moment. That's a survey of 2,000 people. In second place was David Beckham's goal for Man United from the halfway line against Wimbledon. Also, we have Leicester's title win at odds of 5,000 to 1. That came in third. And in fourth place, I don't know about this, but it was Kevin Keegan's I'd Love It moment when the Newcastle boss took aim at Alex Ferguson. They're the top Premier League moments. And finally, if you're looking to set up a new business in Ireland, you might be interested in this one. The Irish Independent tells us that there's a new business booming in China because of soaring divorce rates. And the business is professionally shredding wedding photos and other reminders of your marriage. This entrepreneur called Liu Wei says, "We are a crematorium of photos when the marriage ends." So they run a factory that destroys photos and documents on a mass scale. They're described as a love story morgue operator, and apparently they're inundated with customers who want to rid themselves of framed married pictures without burning them, which is considered to be bad luck, so they put them in the shredder instead. Very booming business in China. Maybe someone will set it up here.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.